Did you know the first female CEO in America owned a company in Grand Rapids? Anna Bissell became CEO of the Bissell Sweeper Company during the Victorian period, when women's opportunities were few. WMUK reporter Nancy Camden learned more of the story in the archives of the Grand Rapids Public Museum.
Years ago, the only way to clean carpets was to sweep them off with a broom and to hang them on a line and use a wire carpet beater to beat the dust out. The next development was a carpet sweeper. Sweepers have a long handle and a rectangle box at the end where, as you push it, rotating brushes pick stuff up off the carpet.
My name is Andrea Melvin. I'm the collections curator at Grand Rapids Public Museum. About 1,500 sweepers in this collection, donated by Bissell in 1990.
Melville and Anna Bissell had a china and crockery shop in Kalamazoo. They moved to Grand Rapids and opened another one. In 1876, Melville Bissell was unhappy with the mechanical sweeper that they had purchased to clean the carpets in the shop. His tinkering led to the Bissell Sweeper Company.
They had a lot of interest in the carpet sweeper. It was so popular in their store that they decided to start making them themselves. Melville would make the wooden cases. He applied for patents, and the first one he received was in 1876. Anna Bissell and her husband Melville, they really had a marriage of partnership. Allowing her to be in that business world was something that Melville supported. And she loved working in the shop. Anna took charge of the Bissell components. So she would drive around by horse and cart, visiting local ladies in the town who would help her do this. And it was a great way for young women with children, especially, to raise a bit of extra money for their household working for the Bissell family. By 1883, they decided to incorporate Bissell Carpet Sweeper Company. They decided to build their first factory that same year. In 1889, just a few years after they set up shop, Melville contracted pneumonia. Melville passed away.
Upon her husband's death, Anna Bissell was left with five children and stepped in to become CEO of the company. The Bissell Company proudly claims Anna Bissell as the first female CEO in America.
She had stores all over the world, but also factories in Paris and in Toronto. She had a base in London. So this is an early Bissell sweeper from probably around 1900. It sort of makes a nice noise as it moves, but fairly quiet compared to a vacuum. Anna also developed protecting her furniture, having a slight angle on the front of the sweeper, eventually getting rubber around the front of it. Anna Bissell did some really amazing things in terms of especially workers' rights and benefits. And in the 1890s, she added paid vacations and pensions to benefits. She was progressive in workers' compensation when it really wasn't something that was really the thing to do. When times were tough, she didn't really lay off employees, it seems. She tended to try to shift them around the factory into different positions or reduce their hours. There was very little worker strife with the company. She felt that they were basically a family. The company was a family to her. She stayed with the company until 1919, when she handed over the company to her son, Melville Jr. She remained as a chair of the board until her death in 1934. The Bissell factory stood for many years where the DeVos Place Convention Center currently stands today. So, you know, right down on the river in Grand Rapids. Anna Bissell, a mother, partner in business, you know, CEO of an international company, and philanthropist and leader in her community. She's left a lot of legacy here in Grand Rapids. So she was a pretty amazing woman.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
Bissell is a privately owned company that still has its headquarters in Grand Rapids.